We're starting this brand new series, and I hope you're taking a look at the entire one, because we began last night with the last of the last days, Battle on the Church and in the Church. Now, let me tell you something. There is no other broader target, more important target, more hated target than the body of Christ worldwide when it comes to the satanic kingdom, when it comes to radical evil, when it comes to the reality that, there is a dark, dark presence. It's really here, and you and I, in this 1 hour, can even sometimes experience the battle that does go on. Tonight, if you're new to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And let me tell you why I'm giving you that again tonight. Because on that site, we have hundreds of MP3s free. If you're a new believer, you'll find a link to Dynamic Discipleship, what it means to be a believer, how do you know you're saved, many things that will help a brand new believer. But we also have some deep issues that we're dealing with. There's a course called Confronting the Powers. It's absolutely free. We've taught it here locally for years. And there's a brand new series that I think could be used in the context of this series this week that we're doing live. It's called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. And we just put up session number 5, part A. And we're getting ready to do session part 5, part B. That involves law enforcement and their, and again, God's guidance and help and prayer and the Spirit of God's guidance in the area of satanic crimes, ritual abuse. In America, we have over 4 million diagnosed cases. These are millions of individuals that claimed satanic ritual abuse that can talk about the underground. And there's a lot of, of this radical evil spilling over and, being exposed, part of what we're doing tonight. In the battle that we feel in the context of politics, the possibilities of war in the Middle East, the economic, decline, and, there's going to be a lot of destabilization everywhere as we move to a great day of chaos, and that is all coming. Now, when we mentioned that, we said last night, Monday night, the satanic agenda to infiltrate the church. And the question is, does anybody look for the impending danger? I gave Colossians 4:2, where God commands believers to watch. The Greek word literally means to be at the cutting edge of alertness, looking for impending danger. So what Steve Quell has done and many others have done, what we're doing, is keeping an eye on the impending dangers across the board, but it all has a source. There is a source, the impending danger. God is not the danger. God says, for the believer that's active and attentive, to be alert to, in the context of your prayers, the real radical dangers that are out there. Now, they need to be exposed. They need to be watched for the sake of our own protection and what to do. But we need to then ramp up our prayers. And I'll say again, become fierce in prayer. We need thousands and thousands, if not millions, in America that are going to be great prayer warriors. Look at the book of Acts. There was no wimpy 2-minute long prayers. They were great prayer warriors, saturated with the Spirit of God, guided, and obviously very, very powerful in the results. Now tonight, this is 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday evening, and we are with this title, The Indestructible Body of Christ, the target of the full force of hell itself. Remember the words of Jesus, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." Now again, as you remember those words out of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus himself is the originator. He is the creator. He births the church. You can't be a part of the real body of Christ unless you are born of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 12, that we are baptized with the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. So if you've been born of the Spirit of God, you have been placed in a family that has been redeemed and being added to around the world even as I speak. And if you're listening tonight and you don't know the living Christ, well, you're here for a reason, a divine appointment, a summons by God to come to Christ, to find the power, the grace, the mercy, the love of God in Christ and the gift of eternal life. Now, in the context of this title, listen again, the indestructible body of Christ. Let me say it again. The indestructible body of Christ. Now, when I say that, that brings into question all of the weaknesses we now see. All of the things that we see that we do not like, that we've experienced, that we have watched, that we've seen denominationally, we've seen the political takeover of churches, we've seen the syncretism, we've seen liberal doctrine, we've seen gay bishops, we've seen all kinds of crazy corruption. One thing I know, the real body of Christ is indestructible. It is warred against. It is the central target of the full force of hell itself. We have been birthed in the context of a battle. And not to understand that is to live subnormal as a believer in Christ. It is to live weak and maybe even defeated or silenced and suppressed. Let me give you a quick note. In the early church, as it was birthed and began to develop in the context of the empire of Rome, of emperor worship, of the blood cults of Rome, of the decadence and of the critical hatred and persecution and, well, listen, you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, you read the Book of Acts, you read how in the context of Rome, massive persecution on the body of Christ, massive persecution on believers everywhere. They were killed, they were ripped apart, they were burned, they were tortured, they were thrown to the lions. And one of the Caesars actually had a coin that was struck, that was developed, that was put out for use, and on the coin was written these words, "The Christian religion is dead. The Christian religion is dead." Now, could you imagine a more pronounced goal or what they feel they have reached when a emperor of the Roman Empire, as it's battled nations and fought worldwide and built the most powerful military system, it found itself at war with a small group of believers in Christ who were leading thousands and thousands of Roman citizens. They were seeing people everywhere coming to the living Christ and finding Jesus Christ as Lord. And so the battles, and so the persecution. And so the goal under the demonically inspired emperor worship of Rome was to annihilate Christendom, was to annihilate Christians. And they actually thought, that they did. Believers scattered, believers went everywhere, believers then evangelized, believers in the catacombs, believers and listen, you can read the history, you can read the story, but it is an absolute truth that a coin was made that said the Christian religion is dead. Now that tells me, once again, about the full force of hell, when it entrenches itself in the political ideology, the political system, the minds and hearts of those who are ruling, well, then they're going to come with an antagonism. Satan is going to have his throne. Satan is going to bring martyrdom, persecution, and the attempted destruction. Now, that has occurred again and again and again, along with burning the Bible, along with killing believers, along with destroying churches, along with bulldozing them. In communist, atheistic Russia, they tortured believers by the thousands. In China, in the Sudan, in Arabic countries, all around the world. As a matter of fact, if you read the book By Their Blood, kind of a sequel to the Fox's Book of Martyrs, By Their Blood declares that more believers in Christ have been martyred in the 21st century than in the entire history of the church. And there is predictions, biblical prophecy, that a global attempt to annihilate Christians everywhere will be, the edict will be given and the attempt will be made. I think Revelation 7 shows the results of believers martyred in heaven from every tribe, language, nation, and people. Now, that's a future issue. When the satanic enthronement in politics, globalism, military is here to enforce such a, well, an attempt. I mean, look at Nazi Germany and the satanic enthronement and the goal to annihilate the Jews and destroy the recipients of future prophecy. So we're going to tell you again that there is a all-out attack on the body of Christ. Let me give you five of the evidences of that, and then we're going to talk about the reasons why the church has been, is, and will be indestructible. Topic for the week, last of the last days, battle on and in the church. Let me give you a couple things. Let me say welcome. Welcome to anybody new tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We are here Tuesday night, Survive to Thrive, the radio network, Steve Quayle. We're guest host. We're doing a topic tonight that deals with the indestructible body of Christ, but that it is targeted. And realize the reasons why you see corruption, weakness, liberalism, all kinds of encroachment into the body is because there is an all-out, forceful attack, a strategy, and we're going to look at the five elements here in a few moments of the satanic methodology of bringing that kind of destruction to the body or attempted destruction. And we'll see a big picture in Scripture here in a moment. Let me mention to you something that I got sent to me the other day. Again, when we talk about, and I just came from St. Louis, and I was given the topic dark technology, looking at technologies that may have been inspired by the dark side. You know, ideas come into people's minds and thoughts, even in scientist mill lab weapons development individuals, all of that. Ideas come in, dreams, people even meditate. And we also know of Jack Parsons and the rituals and the literally demonization of a rocket scientist developing technologies for America and his, you know, goal to recruit others in the weapons development arena. There's a reason for that. There is a presence behind the curtain that is pulling the strings. Well, let me read you about what a friend out of Texas sent. It's called Enhanced Vision. Here's what it says. It's out of Discovery News, and it's just discoverynews.com /text/enhanced vision, sixth sense. Now, here's what it says. Enhanced vision creates sixth sense. The internet, GPS, state-of-the-art eye-tracking technology could be combined to enhance everyday experiences. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Back in the 1930s, a massive demonic presence guided a lady by the name of Alice Bailey. She wrote a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. The idea that the demonic behind-the-scenes hierarchy, what the Bible calls cosmocrator in the Greek, Ephesians chapter 6, this wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly realms that would become operative, even guiding individuals to write inspired writings. Well, anyway, this book, guided, dictated by a demonic entity, an extra-dimensional entity, non-human enhancement in Alice Bailey's life. Well, as you read through it, and I've done this prayerfully, it is demonic doctrine, there is a spelling out of the demonic agenda, what they want done, and declarations, which includes their involvement in the development of technology, of bringing down the wall between technology and spirituality, and declaring that even scientists in their technologies will help to break the veil between the natural and the supernatural. Interesting. So, here is, and I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to quote to you off this article, because I think it's vital. You know, we deal with a lot of the concepts of voice to skull, the non-human intelligences, the extra-dimensional entities. We've talked about it in the New Age movement, the Deep Luciferians. We've talked about it with the NSA, National Security Agency. Dan Sherman claimed to work there, an intuitive, hooked to a machine, that he might listen to and hear communications coming from non-human intelligences giving information. What would the NSA want? What would the National Security Agency want with non-human communications? Why would they do this? Now, again, as big and broad and vast as the NSA is, it is but dust in the wind in comparison to the synchronicity of the satanic order. The prince of the power of the air, this vast field, spiritual, living, active, energized field around the earth, operative as never before. Well, let me give you the quote. And I'm quoting now, reading off the article, quote, "Picture this as your eyes alight for the first time on a skyscraper in a foreign cityscape. A disembodied voice whispers in your ear the phone number of a posh bar on the top floor. Or this, you've been spotted on the street by an old friend whose name suddenly eludes you. But even before there is time to shake hands, a glance at your smartphone reveals her identity and the date of your last encounter. Welcome to the world of augmented reality." Let me say it again. Welcome to the world of augmented reality. The here and now enhancement of everyday experience through virtual interactive technology. Prototypes of both of these applications are based on the novel use of eye-tracking tools. They were presented last weekend at the inaugural Augmented Human International Conference. A conference on augmented humans. An international conference on augmented humans. Augmented with technologies that may have been inspired like demonic writings. Demonic presence can inspire individuals to write like the book Course of Miracles. like Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, many others, thousands nowadays. Now, can that happen in technology? You better believe it. Can there be the inspiration for surveillance technologies, planetary defense weapon systems for the end of days? Absolutely. Mind control technologies? Absolutely. Technologies that could be voice to skull sent to control mankind? Yes. Can there be technologies that open the door to the demonic? Now listen to me when I say this. In my research and engagement with satanic rituals and those who do them, and the books that have the listings of the satanic rituals, in other words, how do you do the rituals? What do you do? What symbols? What do you draw? What do you call? What do you say? All that. Where did or who wrote the rituals that are used to summon the demons to bring them from that side to this side? Now, as I know very clearly that millions of rituals have been done in the United States in the last number of years and are ongoing as never before in human history, I realize that demonic presence is being summoned. But the practitioners, those who are the ritual workers that have the Book of Shadows, that have their ritual books, they are reading what has been inspired by the demonic themselves. It is the entities that have given the sigils, the symbols, the language, the ritual, the working that is to be done, read, spoken, whatever, that will open the door for the demonic side to come in and be present. Now, I would also say that when it comes to certain technologies, a technology that when you connect opens you up to disembodied voices, opens you up to non-human enhancement. Will technologies that have been inspired by the demonic, I mean, there's drugs, ayahuasca, hallucinogens, drugs that are specifically created and can be used to open a gateway for direct demonic engagement, hearing them, maybe even seeing them. Drugs. The demonic are definitely fostering this concept of the use of drugs so that individuals taking them down at the mind temples and other places around the world, will be opened up to hear from non-human entities. So it can be drugs, it can be rituals, it can be tools like a Ouija board, tarot cards. It can be technology. Technologies, if inspired by demonic realm, can be the tools of opening gateways. So if there are computer technologies, if there is a technology, a machinery in the National Security Agency, as Dan Sherman, who authored the book Preserve Project Destiny, if there's really equipment that a human being can be connected to that opens them up and breaches the gap so that entities, spirits, can speak. Well, what about this enhanced vision? Being revealed at an international conference called Augmented Human. Augmented human. Listen, there's a lot of augmented humans out there right now. I've engaged augmented humans and the demonic powers that are present, even in the quote well, there's a kind of a technological side, a sanitized coordinate remote viewing that the military came out with. But again, coming from individuals already inspired, having voiced skull interaction with entities that told them what to do, told them how to do this, told them the procedures that will open up anyone, whether military or other, that will take in data, revelation from the Akashic Records, or at least allow themselves to be connected to the collective unconscious. You know what that is? That is that grid around the globe. A spiritual grid that emanates energy where a counterfeit omniscience information can flow. So anybody like Edgar Cayce, others tapping into, they do receive whispers from disembodied entities. Voices whisper, voice comes in, and then it's communicated. Now the danger, again, is the origin. The very fact that you would be hearing from demonic entities, and especially if you don't think it's demonic and it's some powerful, real ascended master, great white brotherhood, alien presence, then the deception that comes with the voice may grip you. We'll be back in just a few moments. Let's take a listen to Steve Quayle. Hey, I want to say again, thanks. This is Russ Dizdar, SurviveToThrive.net, and listen, the radio network for Survive to Thrive. We are here, and we're going over a series this week called The Last of the Last Days, Battle On and in the Church. Tonight, the indestructible body of Christ is the target of the full force of hell. So don't be surprised when you hear, you know, the battles in the body of Christ, when you hear doctrinal, craziness that's going on, liberalism, compromises, corruption. Don't be surprised Listen, there is no other, if you want to call it an institution, there is no other institution in the world that is more hated by the dark side, and they're seeking to bring compromise, destruction, and so forth. Let me mention five things concerning the, and I'll call it again, the indestructible body of Christ. Why? Because Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. And we're going to see that though Rome tried to stamp out Christ, the body of Christ, and, you know, Russia and China and many other places have done the same, the church survives in China where massive suppression has gone on. When I was in California years ago, U.S. Center for World Missions, the estimates were close to 300 million believers. But they had to meet at night. They had to meet in quiet places. They had to meet where when they sang worship songs, they could not sing out loud, but just mouthed. Their mouths moved as they worshiped so they wouldn't be caught. Now, five things. Number one, warfare. Spiritual warfare is a reality from day one. 1 John 3:8 tells us the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Well, listen, it's because there's a dark presence and there is a presence that brings the that is involved in the death and the separation of humanity. It involves the suppression of humanity and the goal to keep mankind, maybe you, away from God. If you're a believer, that warfare includes bringing attack and oppression and temptation and corruption. Think about one believer. One believer that goes under spiritual attack. I mean, Ephesians 6 is very clear. God says, your warfare, your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against. And look at the hierarchy that the Spirit of God reveals. And only can the Spirit of God reveal the exact origin, nature, methodology, hierarchy, and agenda of the dark side. And the Spirit of God would reveal that they bring to the church attack, battle, that our battle is not against the flesh and blood issues. Even when it comes to globalism, politics, economic issues, behind all of that is spiritual operative power. And if we do not fight with fierce prayer, if we do not fight with the authority of Christ, if we do not have the armor of God on, expressing the manifest presence of God, then we are just screaming and barking literally at a massive wall. The wall of globalism, the wall of economic destabilization, the wall politically that is being developed is coming from demonic, satanic, spirit-guided inspiration. Like in rituals, like in technologies, like in individuals. So as a believer, if you know that demonic spiritual warfare includes, like Job, at times an attack, oppressiveness that comes over you, temptation to sin, he is the tempter. The goal to corrupt you, to weaken you, to cause you to be fearful, to steal the word of God. Now, Jesus even teaches in a parable about the sower that Satan would go out to steal the word of God away from individuals listening and hearing, to steal the word of God away from them so that they cannot believe and be saved. There is warfare in evangelism. There is warfare. Listen, if you're listening right now and you're a seeker, you're not a believer in Christ, you know that you're not indwelt by the Spirit of God, there is a dark presence that you're not able to detect that is operative in stealing away from you the message of God that would empower you to be able to believe and receive the living God, the living Christ. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. That is a watershed foundational issue. And the American church has to come to terms with the spiritual reality, the battle. We must drop the goofiness of liberalism, of the, the emergent church junk, the watering down of the body of Christ, the stealing of biblical terms and taking them away, the removal of teachings of Scripture that on the last days and on, well, all of that. Listen, spiritual warfare is real, and the enemy would love to come in and bring attack, oppression, temptation, corruption. Remember the words of Jesus? There Christ is with the disciples, Last Supper. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. And when you return, go strengthen your brethren. Some of you have been under attack. You've fallen. Maybe you've gotten angry, depressed, maybe even angry at God. And that is the methodology of the satanic attack. From behind the scenes, hit you up. And then make it seem as though God abandoned you or that it's God's fault. The goal in Job's case, strike Job in every way possible for one reason. Get him to blaspheme God. Spiritual warfare, the methodology continues to be, well, the same, coming from the same source. And if you and I, listen, if we are immature believers with very little biblical knowledge, then you're going to be warred against, not know what happens. Maybe many are listening that have been defeated and have not been willing to get back up. Because you think the enemy is just going to do it again. And that is because you lack the acquisition, the reckoning of the power and the might and the force of the God that saved you. You don't know about the power of the Word of God. You don't know about the authority of Christ, the power and fierceness of prayer, the armor of God, and what you need to do. Stop sitting around. It is time to get up and engage. Many sources out there that can help you, but you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. There's a brand new, well, it's a course we've been teaching for some time. It's new on the web for the last number of months. Confronting the Powers. A very basic, but for many Christians, it would seem to be a second-year college course because they've never had it before. And it's true that many pastors and leaders who have not been trained, see, they can only give what they got. They can only give what they do. If they haven't experienced it and believe it and have it in their own life, they can't give it to you from the pulpit. Number one, we are in spiritual warfare, church. We are in a battle, church. And the full forces of hell seek to attack the body of Christ. Matter of fact, another avenue or revelation of that is Revelation chapter 12. In Revelation chapter 12, we have the dragon, the full force of satanic power, the full force of hell itself represented there, waiting for Christ to be born, to devour, to destroy, to attack. That is the nature of the dark side. They're not going to change. They're not going to go away until Christ comes, until the great white throne judgment. And they know this. So they're here in battle, in war, and they came to attack Christ. Couldn't do it. Christ, indestructible, indefeatable, destroys their work. So they go after Israel. Providentially, and because of biblical prophecy, Israel is preserved for a future use. Revelation 12 then shows that the ancient dragon, the full force of hell itself, turns around and begins to go after the body of Christ. Anyone who is a believer in Jesus Christ, who follows the word of God, the commands of God. That's you as a believer if you're listening. For those who are Satanists and Luciferians, yes, you're right. The enemy is not attacking you, and you know that you are being used to try to bring attack to the body of Christ. But even your demons know the power of the name of Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. Even they know this. That should tell you something. It should tell you something that when demons want to throw you to the ground or attack you because you're listening and you're hearing the name Jesus Christ, they get angry, obviously. For every New Ager, for every Satanist, for everyone that has opened the door to the demonic, when it comes to the engagement of the living Christ who comes to destroy their work of deception, murder, slaughter, and stealing your opportunity to know God and have the gift of indestructible immortality. That's what they're all about. If you're lost, you better get out of it now. Come to the living Christ. Whosoever calls on the name of Jesus Christ. See, there's all the power. There's the singularity of God. Infinite power, saving power, delivering power, healing power. May God, by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, inspire you to call on the living Christ to come into your life and save you now. Number two, the demonic realm, satanic presence will come through others. Remember Peter trying to tell Jesus, go this way? The opposite way Jesus was going? Jesus turns around and says, get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus knew the piggybacking principle. As a believer in Christ, there may be those in your life that have come to you with, it seems like, satanic attack. The words they've spoken, the attitudes they've had, the meanness they brought against you to wound you, to cut you to the heart. It may be that demonic presence was piggybacking their sinful fleshly activity. That's true in the body of Christ. It can be a believer that's in the flesh so bad that the arrows of the enemy that are in them can come through them and strike out at you to bring you harm. I mean, if there's a believer out there that has not lifted up the shield of faith, Ephesians 6, to extinguish all the flaming arrows sent by the evil one, if you've got those arrows operative in you, the lies of Satan, the communication, the involuntary feelings and thoughts that run opposite to God, opposite to the Word of God, and bring you oppression and depression, well then, a defeated believer with the arrows of the enemy operative in your head and heart can, at times in anger, which is a foothold for the devil, Ephesians 4, speak out against other believers to damage them, and you don't even realize the enemy is piggybacking your life to damage others. Some of you who've been damaged need to realize it wasn't just the person. It was the piggybacking of the demonic operative presence that is working with those communications, those arrows, usually comes through a bitter, broken, defeated believer. You find a bitter, broken, defeated, depressed believer, and you've got a believer in Christ that has quenched the Spirit of God, grieved the Holy Spirit, has arrows in them, is reiterating the lies of the enemy instead of reiterating the Word of God, and their defeat will make them useful to the enemy to attack good, strong believers. There's only one way out of that: repentance, submitting to God, resisting the devil, turning to Jesus Christ, renouncing all of this, embracing the Word of God. Listen, get up and quote the Word of God, my friend. The enemy wages war through others. Let me talk about false doctrine. Number three, false doctrine. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Holy Spirit says, are we going to listen to the Spirit of God? Are we going to listen to the Holy Spirit? The Word of God, what other source is a believer going to go to? Listen to the living words of God. The Spirit of God is in, upon, and uses the word he has given. And so the Word of God says in Timothy 4:1, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, listen, seducing spirits will come to deceive many. God is revealing the fact that seducing spirits will come in unprecedented levels to deceive many. They will become operative in and through people, hypocritical liars. Who is writing demonic doctrine but those inspired by the demons? Demonic doctrine is doctrine, teaching, didache, it's teaching. If you understand the inspiration of the Scripture, if you understand the awesome inspiration of the Scripture, the Spirit of God, 40 writers, 1,600 years, three continents, three languages, preserved, infallible, authoritative, powerful, the Word of the living God. You open the Bible and it's the living words of God, animated by the Spirit of God. It's the only book whose author is always present in, upon, and operative through his word. In counterfeit comes demonic doctrine, didache of demonoia. New Age writings like Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, all that, there's many others that can be mentioned, many others. Once inspired spiritually by the planos, seducing or counterfeit or imposter spirits, writings can come out. Now that can occur through individuals. They can claim to be theologians. They can claim to be whatever they want. But the goal to get in, like in the seven churches of the book of Revelation, the seven churches, the Nicolaitans, Jezebel, the goal of demonic encroachment into the church would be to bring counterfeit doctrinal, spiritual doctrine with the goal to replace real biblical truth. And that has gone on for, well, from the beginning. The pseudepigraphic writings in the early church, the Gnostic Gospels of Jude, Mary, the Thomas. These writings that came sometimes 50 to 80 or more years after the Word of God has been written, the development of the body of Christ has been going on, all the Gnostic writings are the same. They're consistent. They deny the deity of Christ, the saving power of Christ in the cross. They deny that Christ has come in human flesh. They present an entire different way through gnosis, through knowledge, through spiritual levels, if you will, levels, the demigods, the if you can get through levels, initiations, experiences, only through initiated Gnostic leaders that already have acquired spirits that bring them insight and revelation, can others be induced. And so the transference of demonic presence from leader to learner occurs in the occult world. It occurred among the Gnostics. It occurs in the New Age, so that we are warned that massive counterfeit doctrine. That's why the early church, led by the Spirit of God, by the writings the Spirit of God gave, which, by the way, are all consistent. The writers all knew they were being guided by the Holy Spirit, promoting the deity of Christ, promoting the saving power of Jesus and the cross, And the word of God has the fruit, the effect. Only, you can only be born again by the word of God. So reading a Gnostic gospel, you cannot be born again because it is not inspired writings by the Holy Spirit. You will not get saved. It will not lead you to Christ. It will lead you to a contrary, counterfeit, like all demonic doctrines. So we need to watch concerning, and that's why you and I as believers need to know. You say, well, back in the 60s in the charismatic, we don't need to know doctrine. Really? Didache is the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of the Word of God, what is given by the Spirit of God. I want to consume the Word of God and know the teaching and have that living doctrine, that teaching in me that empowers me, gives me discernment, makes me strong against the evil one, so much that the Word of God does for us and gives me the ability to see and perceive when false doctrine is coming. Number four, direct infiltration. The full force of hell itself coming against the indestructible body of Christ, though the body of Christ is indestructible, the force and the fight is real, and the attempts for temptation, corruption, oppression, attack, well, they're all real. And we see in the body of Christ, in an institutional sense, the visible body, where there has been encroachment, compromise. Just like in any one believer where temptation, corruption, compromise can occur, that can spread to an entire local body. That can infect an entire local. See, the body of Christ, the church, ecclesia, is used about 94, 95, 96 times in the New Testament. And over 93 or 4 of those times, it is referring to the local visible body of Christ. And it is there where the battle is waged. And it's there where direct infiltration. Listen, the Chinese government has infiltrated the church. The Russians have done this. I don't doubt that Antichrist Americans shadow government has done that. No question about that. In the early church, by the time you get to Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira, who decided to lie and cheat and test the durability of the church, Satan filled them to infiltrate the church direct. I've already shared with you the rise of globalism is in direct relationship to the rise of satanic ritual abuse, the creation of super soldiers, and the programming, training, and demonization of guiding them in infiltrating the body of Christ to bring destruction, curses, satanic warfare, ritual warfare, corruption to pastors, disintegration within. Many churches that have been hit don't even know what occurred. L.A. Marzulli at the conference in St. Louis this last week was telling me about a church he once knew and was a part of in Malibu, California, that was up to around 3,000. It was very powerful, but that completely came under attack. And as he described it to me, I said, this sounds exactly like the plotted, planned infiltration. Why do they infiltrate? Well, they want to monitor the church, report back, and tell who the pastors and leaders are, to make targets out of them, to take back to covens, to do in the church, if they get access, rituals to unleash dark powers, to give demonized objects, to create division, to create problems, to go after the leadership, to create seduction, to bring corruption. If you do not understand the direct plotted infiltration of the church, again, go to shatterthedarkness.net. You'll find where we've done a 2-hour exposure because we've engaged infiltrators. We've gone after this infiltration issue. We've been there to spot it and see how it's done. And now we've given the tools for you to see. We talk about that in the new series, Dark Ritual's dark powers that is needed to understand the warfare is ramping up. So direct infiltration is occurring to bring corruption, to have fake, what are called chosen ones, act as those that they are believers teaching and doing things, and then bring corruption. I believe this is true even in the Catholic system, in the institution. Well, the fifth point is bringing suppression and silence to the body. We'll talk about again this Wednesday night at 6 p.m. We hope that you'll join us. Listen, God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar. Survive to Thrive on Tuesday night. For us, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Good night.